has been very overcast this evening, but directly over Our Lady's statue, there's a clearing now. The clouds seem to be rolling back, and the whole sky now has become a beautiful haze of light. Directly in the center of this light, which seems to be circular at this time, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she's dressed so beautifully, it makes it feel like you're in a garden of flowers. The emotion is so warm, and the brightness of the light is so warm and comforting. There's no human way I can explain the impact of a feeling when you see Our Lady coming forward to the sky. So absolutely beautiful. Our Lady has on a white gown, a very loose fitting but long white gown with a blue sash about her waist. Her mantle is also a white, but it's a little off-white, the mantle, more bordering on a cream color, a beige-like mantle. And it has just a very narrow border of gold around the outside, cape-like in fashion. Our Lady has never uncovered her head, and I often wondered why. For penance, my child, for penance. Our Lady now is taking her rosary, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads. I know Our Lady's rosary is white when she has it about her waist, but now as she's loosening it and taking it from her waist, the beads are catching the colors of the rainbow. They are so beautiful. I have never seen anything like these. The Hail Mary beads are all colors now as Our Lady's turning. Now Our Lady is extending the crucifix, the golden crucifix, on her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix very gently. Our Lady is standing now and looking about. Now she is touching, as she looks down, she is touching her lips with her first finger. My child, you will listen most carefully and repeat what I have to say. It is an urgent message to the world. But this urgency now lies in centers of your country. Like a cancer, many areas of your country have become polluted by witchcraft, the worship of Satan, cannibalism, murder, and all manner of idol worship. My children, you must understand the realism of the existence of Satan in your world. You must search for the truth. You must now go and find the good books of truth, those that have not been tainted, corrupted by change. In these good books, you will learn of the existence of a supernatural world, a world that you cannot see with your own human eyes. In rare circumstances and occasions, the Eternal Father deems it necessary for the ordinary creature to act as the eyes for the world. That is why I have come in my travels to many countries, to many nations upon earth, to give the urgent warnings from mankind, choosing humble souls and those with a purity of heart of a child, neither questioning nor seeking to dethrone her or his God in heaven. Obedience to truth, doctrine, and tradition. My children, in the supernatural world, there are figures and beings, demons. They are creatures from hell. Many have been there in the abyss since they were cast out of heaven with their leader, Lucifer, Luciel, the prince of darkness. Others have become demons by entering, after they leave their human bodies, entering into hell. They are now consorts of evil. My children, I do not ask you to run about seeking the demons in the human beings. I assure you, my children, when necessary, the Eternal Father will show them to you for a reason. My visits and the visits from heaven of other personages are for a reason. I have always asked you, the Eternal Father has written it in the good book, your Bible, to always test the spirits. My children, the evil, the spirits of darkness, always reveal themselves with time. They cannot conceal their farce and lies. My children, you will understand now that Satan is trying to conceal his nature and his being to mankind to deceive you. If you do not believe in the existence of Lucifer, Satan, and his agents, demons, he can go forward working his will among you, unseen, unknown, unbelieved, but creating disaster and death to souls. My children, the man you call Sam is Satan in a human body. He has powers beyond what most human beings could understand. You will line up in groups. One will be the scoffers, those who neither care to, nor wish to, nor desire to know the truth or seek the truth. The other group, you will have the lukewarms, who neither care, nor believe, nor wish to act upon any counsel. And my children, then you will have the legions of good souls, those in the light who will go forward and with every ounce of their energy, of their human bodies, with every prayer that they can rest from tired lips and bodies, they will go forward and fight this evil. Your children are the principal victims of the demons now that are loosed upon earth. Oh, parents, I have begged you and counseled you in the past to guard your children's souls and watch them well. For when they leave your homes, they are exposed to the agents of hell in human form. There is now a legion of devils, demons upon earth. They can't exist without being seen, and that makes the position of your children and others precarious. in the struggle to save their souls. My children, you have been given armor. I have repeated over and over and admonished you to wear your sacramentals for a reason. You are fighting a war now with the unseen, the supernatural. In the plan from heaven, there are sacraments and sacramentals that can offset the evil and protect you and your loved ones from this evil. I assure you, my children, Sam and his agents will perform what the world will call miracles. But they are false miracles. Satan, Lucifer, has retained great power when cast from heaven. He has one mission upon earth now and has been in the past, to take from God, the Eternal Father, the Almighty, and the Trinity, to take from them the souls that the Eternal Father has sent upon the earth to do battle with Satan and his agents from hell. My children, can you not recognize why the leaders in your government have been deluded and allowed the slaughter of the young? Satan had a plan to reduce the armies of heaven. My children, you must not laugh and call it just illusion, deception, or imagination when I speak to you of the existence of witches. There are no white witches, my children. They are all corruptors and followers of Satan. Satan is developing armies throughout your country and the countries of the world. He will corrupt their minds and bodies using drugs. They will enter your children into all habits of perversion. Homosexual bands will roam your streets, killing and perverting the young. No child shall be free from the attacks if you as parents do not stand your guard. Already, our hearts are torn because of the grief of many parents who have lost their young to this monstrous machine now that is gaining momentum throughout your country and the world. My children, recognize now the evil. Do something about it. Don't sit back and say, my neighbor will act, or this does not concern me. I assure you, my children, if you do not act, you will be forced to act when it enters upon your home. My children, Satanism, murder, corruption, perversion now is a way of life among your young. Satan very cunningly and with purpose entered into your colleges. He used the sinful minds of men to bring his methods into your schools. And in many of my son's churches now, they are preparing for his entrance. My children, little by little, step by step, the road has been paved through the erection and construction of a new church. It will not be a church of my son. No angels shall direct the building. It will be a church of man. But as man builds his monument to man, I assure you, my children, the Eternal Father, the Godhead, shall bring down that false church of man. You are testing his patience to the limit. How long do you think he will persevere in his suffering for an unworthy generation of sinners? My children, all who are of well spirit will understand the urgency of bringing this message to you and the world. All who have been given the mission to be carriers of the light to mankind will not be free from attacks of Satan. My children, there is a heavy cross for all who follow the way of my son. Satan will send many agents to disturb. My child, you have spent many hours in searching the truth of the evil forces now loosed in your immediate area of New York. Satan, the evils of Satanism only appear when sin has become a way of life and the evil has brought an immense blanket of darkness to an area. 666, Satan in human form, is wherever darkness is. He is the prince of darkness, the father of all lies, the master of deceit. And I say, my children, the master of deceit, for he is cunning beyond all human understanding. You must all remain in the light. You must not give yourselves over to the pleasures of your world. For those in the world will fall easily to Satan. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. I admonish all parents now to spend at least 15 minutes of your day reading the Bible to your children and your family. It is now a command from the Eternal Father. For the little children no longer know or recognize the angel guardians. The little children have no conception of the truth of the divinity or the existence of my son. The little children are now being taught the ways of Satan. Oh, my children, I have counseled you now through many earth years of the coming great chastisement and the minor warnings that will be given to mankind. Do not be deluded by those who go to and fro, speaking and crying out of love and brotherhood and peace. There is no peace in the home or heart where Satan reigns, and Satan reigns throughout your country now. America, the beautiful, the once beautiful under God, has now fallen to Satan. You must have rise up now, great armies, legions of light, to fight the legions of darkness. Pray for guidance, my children. Each and every one of you has been given an angel guardian. Call upon your angel often, and you will have great comfort. Many manifestations shall be given to mankind, but you must test the spirits, my children, now, for now you are engaged in the greatest battle of all, the battle of the spirits. We have great confidence in our children of light, and you must always remember it has already been deemed through time at the will of the Eternal Father that the eventual victory shall be with my son and his church. It is a testing time now for all. You will go forward as bearers of the light with a message from heaven, sending this message out quickly to all corners of the earth, because the time is growing short. Our Lady now is extending her rosary out with the crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you, for my Son and the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. The sky has become a beautiful blue, but all about the trees, they're coming forward. There's no way I can explain the appearance of the coloring about the trees. It's a beautiful light colored pink. Oh, it's just gorgeous. Now, there are rays cutting through the light blue color of the sky. The rays are exactly the same color in pink, a most gorgeous pink color. Very pale, but I can't explain it. I don't think I have ever seen a painting with this color pink. It's just beautiful. Oh, the rays are coming from Jesus' hands. Jesus came through this blue haze-like opening in the sky. Oh, it's very windy. Jesus has on a burgundy-colored cape, and his feet are bare. He has no sandals. His feet are bare. I can see as the skirts are being caught by the wind. Jesus has on a beige gown. It has a brown skin-like belting. I can see that Jesus' cape has fallen from his head. He had it's a one-piece cape with a hood attached to it, appears mantle-like, and now it's down on the back end of his shoulders, and Jesus' hair is blowing. He's standing now with his hand upon his heart. Now he's floating forward. Oh, he's just about directly above Our Lady's statue by the tree. Now Jesus is taking his hand and is pointing over high in the sky. Oh, and just above the trees is appearing a symbol. It's a circle with a cross underneath it. my child and my children, accept not this symbol. Oh, it's a very, I see it's a circular outline with a cross underneath, but it's not completely symmetrical, the circle. It looks more like a distorted circle, more like, I can't explain it. It's more like a rectangular sort of. I can't explain it. It's not a true circle. It's some odd type of figure I haven't seen before above the cross. You will understand, my child, because this symbol will become most prevalent about the throats of your children. Do not accept this symbol because it is part of the plan of Antichrist, the forces of evil. Now Jesus is looking all about him. Now he's touching his lips again. I am to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my mother has explained it well to you. Needless to say, there is not much I can add to her counsel. I can only caution you not to take her words without acting upon them. Many parents shall cry bitter tears of remorse if their neighbors do not, in all charity, try to stop the overpowering evil that has entered now upon your homes, in your government, and is covering the entire earth with a maze of deceit and darkness. My children, as in the past, in the time of Noah, in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, man was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, never caring for his future, neither listening to the warnings from heaven, until that sad time when all passed away. It was water, it was fire, and it will be again a baptism of fire for mankind. The ball of redemption mentioned so often by my mother in the past hovers over you. The Eternal Father watches and waits for your penance and atonement. His heart and the hearts of all personages of heaven are saddened by the lack of charity in the hearts of mankind. Your children are being programmed to kill. Your children are turning now to false idols to worship. Your country has become now paganized. You have never learned from your past, my children. It is the same story over and over. You are now upon a road to your own destruction. You shall, as you go, my children, throughout your world, bringing the message from heaven recall all names, but my children, these names may hurt your heart, but do not be concerned of these thorns, for I too walked your earth and was subject to the same trials. Can you not follow me upon my path and carry your cross without complaint? You must all remember, my children, to pray more, whether it be meditating or group prayer. Many other sacramentals given to mankind have been given for this very age that you live in now. You are all now passing through the latter days, the time written of and spoken of by your prophets. Oh, my children, I have cried out to my pastors to gather my sheep, to teach them and enlighten them. And what do we find? But our pastors have fallen asleep. Cardinals, bishops, awaken from your slumber. A heavy hand shall be placed upon the world, and you shall not escape punishment for the loss of even a single soul to heaven. Woe, woe, woe to the man who is responsible for the destruction of a young soul. My children, it would be better if that man had not emerged from his mother's womb, or a millstone had been tied about his neck and cast into the sea before he committed his foul deeds. My children, do not scoff and turn your backs upon what is happening about you because it has not touched your life. If you do not act now, every life shall be touched by the agents of hell. Your country now has become perverted, paganized by its leaders. Sin is insanity. And can you not say that your children, many have become insane with sin? Many now consort as animals. Immorality, homosexuality, and what do we hear now? But permissiveness in sex, even from the mouths of our trained ones, known as theologians. Have you all lost your minds or your souls to Satan? Human sexuality, you call it? Animal sexuality, I call it. You fornicate like animals. And why did the Father deem it necessary to intervene upon Sodom and Gomorrah? My children, responsibility for the murders that now are rampant in your country and many countries throughout the world. It has been told to you that it will be father against son, daughter against mother. Houses shall divide within. And why? Because both the light and the darkness shall meet. And who shall be the victor but the light? My children, there is nothing to gain by allowing demons to rule your lives. For demons are filled with hate and malice, destruction and death. No good lies within the supernatural of demons. It is the world of Satan. And you have allowed your world to be taken over by Satan, the father of all liars, the master of deceit, and the murderer from the beginning. I have warned you in the past, and I still give you this counsel, as does my mother, that unless now you do penance and restore my house, my church upon earth, and your homes, your country, and many countries of the world shall become unrecognizable through evil. The Bible, the true book of life and love, must be read now in the homes. You will all make a concerted effort to teach your children from the book of life and love, your Bible. And I say unto you, do not use the changed versions, for they have been changed by Satan. Permissiveness shall not be accepted by your God. Sin is sin. There is no compromise for sin. Mortal sin is a grievous offense to the Eternal Father. The commandment shall be followed without permissiveness. My children, we are not stern in our discipline, but we are factual. There is a measure of discipline that must be used to train the young. And it is habit that they learn. Over and over must you retain the faith by repetition. One day, my church shall be restored to its former glory. The light of truth shall return. But my children, it will be a great battle before that day. We are lining up now the armies of light, and Satan has gathered his agents, the army of darkness. You will all be given the opportunity to choose your side. You are all being tested now, my children. The day will come when you will understand all and know that you were all participants in the great battle fought with God Almighty, your God, in destroying the agents of hell, loosed now upon your world with the leader, Satan Lucifer. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is coming down from the sky. I didn't notice she was high up in the sky. I didn't notice how far up she was. Oh my. A lady is coming down now, and she's standing just at Jesus' right side. She comes just a little bit below his shoulder. Jesus is very tall. I think he would be near 6 feet tall. He looks very tall here. And now over on the right side, Michael is coming forward. He is tremendous. I say the right side, but actually it's just the way he's standing. He covers just about the whole sky behind Our Lady and Jesus. He is a tremendous size. Oh, my. And now over on our left side, there are many, many figures of angels. Oh, they're just beautiful. And yes, they do have wings. There's no other way I can explain it. They are behind their backs. They have these very lofty, feathery-looking wings is all I can call them, though I'm sure there must be a prettier name for them, because they are very downy, soft-looking, and they reach from the what we call our shoulders down to the bottom of their gowns. Very beautiful. And they're all standing with their hands together, in a prayer-like position. Oh, very beautiful. I don't think they have age, but they do have a difference in size that makes some of them look like little children. They're just beautiful. Their gowns are all different colors. I can see the yellows and the pinks, a very pale green with gold, shining on it like a material, metallic material. It's very beautiful. And now they're all pointing, they're moving their hands upward, and they're pointing towards, with like this, with their hands extended toward Our Lady and Jesus. And now Jesus has been, I can see him smiling. He's looking over to the angels. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's like a whole heavenly court there, a family. It is so beautiful. Oh, now, Jesus is touching his lips. My child, now, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. And remember, upon your second mission, do not be concerned of infiltration by the demons. I assure you, my children, that they are very afraid of you. You have no reason to fear.
These hideous forms they take only to frighten you, and that's the biggest tool they have is fear.
And they're afraid of you.